Around the U.S., national parks' historic sites, roads, and parking lots are crumbling. And Florida's are no different. With an $11 billion backlog of repairs, Jacksonville Congressman John Rutherford is asking for his colleagues' help.
The Planter's House was built by the slaves of Don Juan McQueen, by enslaved carpenters, craftsmen, who built a structure that's still standing 200 years later.
On a hot morning at Kingsley Plantation on the Timaquan National Preserve, just north of Mayport, Ranger Emily Palmer is walking by what used to be slave quarters.
You can feel what they might have felt by wandering these grounds on a hot August day, by feeling the sharp edge of that Sea Island cotton plant. You can imagine what their life was like, and you can connect to those people often left out of the narrative and left out of the story.
Once owned by Zephaniah Kingsley, the plantation was built and maintained by slaves since its creation in 1765. Today, the park is in need of repairs costing around $4 million, and Palmer says she has to limit the amount of people allowed inside the home at one time so the building stays intact. Republican Congressman John Rutherford is sponsoring a measure that would cover maintenance costs for parks nationwide over the course of 30 years.
You know, $11.6 billion nationally, that tells you that there's some serious problems in our parks, and they've been neglected for too long.
The bipartisan bill would create a dedicated fund for national park repairs, and the federal government would increase its contributions to the fund every year. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.